מי רוצה להגיד משהו בגדלות וחשיבות שיעור הבוקר?
רוצה להגיד שאני חושב שאנחנו עוד לא מבינים מה באמת מקבלים כל שיעור בוקר. באמת מאחל לנו לזכות להבין למה הרב רואה בזה כל כך חשיבות וכל כך מדבר על זה. זה באמת הזנה רוחנית שנשגבת מבינתנו, מורגש רק שזה פשוט, שבלי זה, יום בלי שיעור, זה יום הפוך ואחר, אבל זה הרבה יותר ממה שבתפיסה שלנו עכשיו, אז באמת זכות, מתנה מאוד מאוד גדולה, להיות מוזמן כל יום להיכל המלך.
כן, להמשיך את אורן, קשה לדבר על חשיבות שיעור בוקר, ואת האמת שבזמנים האלה זה מרגיש שזה לא מה שצריך. מה שצריך זה לדבר על החשיבות שלנו, לדאוג שכל החברים יגיעו לשיעור. כל חבר צריך לפשפש ככה בקרבו טוב טוב, לעשות חשבון נפש, איך אני עוזר לחברים, אם אני בכלל עוזר לחברים. אם חשוב לי שהם יגיעו, למה חשוב לי שהם יגיעו? זה שכאן הכל מתחיל והכל נגמר, זה כאילו ברור לכולנו, ועדיין כאילו הרבה חלקים שלנו לא מרגישים את זה. וזה חלקים שלנו, כאילו אם אנחנו היינו לגמרי מרגישים, אז כנראה גם הם. אז זאת המשימה שלנו.
So that's our task. The importance is in the hands, in the legs, in the prayer to bring the friends here. In any state, in any way, Rav said, without pressure, so without pressure, find the way to bring them here, that they will be part of it, that they'll be excited, that they'll bring us the discernment. That's the only soul searching we have to do. Did I bring friends to the morning lesson? The rest is just words. לחיים.
והביא אותי אל הר קודשי, איי 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 איי, ושימחתי בתפילתי, איי 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 איי, ושימחתי בתפילתי. עולותיהם וזבחיהם לרצון על מזבחי, כי ביתי בית תפילה יקרא לכל העמים, כי ביתי בית תפילה יקרא לכל העמים. והביא אותי אל הקודשי, איי 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 איי, ושימחתי לבית תפילתי, איי 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 איי, ושימחתי בבית תפילתי. עולותיהם וזבחיהם לרצון המזבחי, עולותיהם וזבחיהם לרצון המזבחי, כי ביתי בית תפילה יקרא לכל העמים, כי ביתי בית תפילה יקרא לכל העמים.
מאז הכנס, מאז שהתחברנו לפורום האירופאי, מה שאנחנו רואים,
since we connected to the European forum, what we see is ongoing participation in the morning lesson, in all the tens, in all the groups in Europe. So we want to increase that even more, and we're asking, how can we help each other in the ten to build the correct preparation in the day before, so that we'll come to the lesson on fire to participate, awakened, asking questions, participating. How do we do that? How do we do that in the best possible way?
That work, first of all, each one towards the others. It's working on the shame, each one towards the others. It's a matter of a habit. That you already wake up without an alarm clock and without anything. The body gets used to it. And afterwards, that throughout all the other hours, we raise the importance of the morning lesson. We don't just see it as a lesson. It's a time that the group connects between them and draws a light that reforms. That we get that light and we get sanctified by it. That's the lesson. It's not just knowledge. So it's a bit different. If I have a choice, I have to be with everybody during the lesson. If I don't, so a different time. But it all depends on when I decide, am I with the others or not? If the Creator is giving me such conditions that I can't be with them, so He'll also get other times to give me an inspiration from the lesson. But we have to understand, a lesson is not a lesson. It's a time, it's not university. I came, I studied, I left. It's a time that we all together, even though we're not so connected and not speaking about it, we have a tendency for that special state, for a special goal. And that's what draws us in. And then together, when we activate that desire, we'll get a response. So I'm very happy that you truly have work in raising that importance of the morning lesson.
All right, friends. Since there isn't broadcast, we're now recording the Yeshivat, so it will be available to watch later on. And the second broadcast will resume. We'll connect the world clear, and we'll continue the lineup. Because anyway, we have to cut the lineup. So we're going to start doing it, what we prepared. And as soon as the world clear joins, we'll connect them and hug them.
The importance of the morning lesson, it starts from the Yeshivat Chavirim between us. That's where that birth of that importance comes from. As we heard more than once from the Rav, that this holy fueling station is the Yeshivat Chavirim. It's a power station for our whole week. Why? In order for us to be ready to build the connection between us in the morning lesson. It's such a special time. We talked about the 10 about this today. That we talked about it with all the friends, a sacred time between us throughout our whole life. All the forces we have, it's a station where we come and connect the lower one, the upper one, the upper upper one with the Creator together. That's our chain. We're learning about all the links in the chain, the way they join together into tens, into one chain, along with all the Kabbalists. It's the time of the morning lesson when we can bring all the deficiencies of our friends, connect them together, bring Rav that Kli, and together connect to our teachers. There is nothing like the morning lesson. That is our whole life.
From Rabash 2, what is a flood in the work? There is a matter of above reason, which wants to go with his eyes shut, meaning that even though logic does not understand what our sages tell us, but they receive it, the wisdom of the sages, and they say that we must take upon ourselves
faith of the sages. As it's written, they will believe in the Creator and in Moses, his worker. And without faith, there is nothing to attain in spirituality.
Hello, world Kli. Hello, friends. Yesterday, I was asked to be a speaker. Friends, please check your mute. So what did I do? Everybody said, everything's great. We just want to speak about the importance of morning lessons. So I said, great, that's my favorite topic. Everybody knows that all the tens I was in, they know my point of view about this. So what I wanted to say is that when I started studying Kabbalah in 97, in the evenings, I didn't even know there's such a thing called morning lesson. I used to come to the evening lesson, and then there was the accident, and I heard that there's such a thing. And about in July 98, I started studying in the morning lesson. And pretty quick I understood from Rav that the morning thing, the morning lesson is a necessity. It's just necessities. Just like food or sleep or even like air. And I had no question about importance. From then I understood that it's something you can't give up on, not even once. That's, and since then I'm doing it. Since then I haven't missed out on one morning lesson. So I recommend everybody do the same. L'chaim. When I was told the topic was the morning lesson, right away, I remembered my first lesson in Bnei Baruch. Turns out I remember it as if it was yesterday. It was in Bnei Brak on Reina Street. From the excitement, I couldn't even sleep that night. I came a bit early. I came to the place. I saw this small house, dark, shut off from every side. There's nobody there. I went around, and I said, okay, I'll wait. Maybe I came too early. I'll wait. Nobody on the street. Suddenly, I see there's a guy walking down the street, coming close to that house, opening the door, turning the light on, and it was Rav. And he started organizing places to sit, put the stands up, chairs, around. And then slowly, friends started coming. The room started filling up, and the morning lesson started. Imagine a room which is narrow and long,
Everybody sitting one next to the other. Rav is at the head of the table. Everybody's sitting straight to not disturb the friends to see Rav, that everybody can see it. Also today he sits like this, Rav. Everybody writes a notebook, finish it within a week. There were friends who wrote, Australia, go into mute. Everybody wrote every word that Rav said. It was just without any words. Rav, let me understand that there's nothing more important than the morning lesson. Today it's completely different. Look, it's not one table, it's 30, it's 40 tables. And more friends in the world, Kli, connecting. But there's one thing that is the same in that lesson back then and today. When everybody shows up, everybody comes with their own thoughts, one about work, one about something in his life, maybe another thing, his children, the wife, the family. And everybody shows up and you see it's like the friends, like this big boiling pot. And the flame of the kavanah is low. But when everybody takes the books, sit down, take that cup of coffee, and add the flame of the kavanah, the boiling water just calms down. There are no alien thoughts anymore that throw a person in every direction. There's one thought only, the connection between us. And then the group is ready to bring the Creator into the lesson. L'chaim.
Igor reminded the very emotional things. Sometimes I don't remember my wife's birthday, kids, when my father died, and so on. What was yesterday, I kind of remember the day before. But the first lesson, those moments are really, really, it's like magic that a person goes into to a different world, to the upper world. All the books, you know, the smell of it, of the pages, and to hear about spirituality and the soul. Not everyone was allowed into the lesson, into the yeshiva. You had to be qualified for it. But I didn't want to talk about that. It just reminded me. I was really happy that there isn't internet. I thought, okay, now we can talk like a family. And suddenly, I don't know what to say. I prepared myself, but I don't know what to say. And who to say it to? Who do I need to convince to come to the morning lesson, where I see so much strength from each and every one? After disseminating, after lessons, after... You just feel each and every one. You know everyone. It's like above human nature that if a person comes, or if they're late and they come early, who do I need to convince now about this? But I wanted to say about one thing. We had a goal that we had to connect to one another. We had to read something from the lesson. So a new friend in the tent called me, Menashe, and he started reading. And I caught a lift with him and I asked him, Menashe, why are you caring for the friend so much? Why are you caring them? So he said, the fact that these people get up at 2 a.m., they come together to the lesson, they pray for you, they have all the strength, your heart, that's not enough? And I said, okay, you're right, that is enough. Menashe. Chaim.
From the article, Make Yourself a Rav and Buy Yourself a Friend by the Rabash.
Those people that agreed to unite into one group, to engage in love of friends, is because each one of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their opinions, that they'll be able to receive the forces of the love of others. It is known, our sages says, as their faces aren't the same, also their opinions aren't the same. For that reason, the people that agreed between them to unite into one group understood that they don't have such differences in those opinions, that they understand the necessity in the work of love of others. That's why each one will be able to concede for the good of the others, and upon that, they'll be able to unite.
Dear friends, I'd like to tell you that standing here in front of you is just really, really exciting. I'm certain that many, many friends that have been through this experience to face the friends, to stand up towards the world clear. You're constantly thinking of what to say and how to speak, and it catches your whole day. You can't do any other action. And last time I said, I'm not doing this again. It completely neutralizes me for the whole day. So I went to the friends, to my 10, and I said, friends, I need to talk in the yeshivat about the morning lesson. I need your help. I need your strength. And I'd like to tell you that I just became suddenly unemployed. I have no fear, nothing to think about. They're doing everything. They're just wrapping you. And I'd like to bring you the sensation that the friends gave me through the WhatsApp all day during the calls between us. I was asked to convey the work that the morning lesson brings into the group. And I want to tell you, every morning when I come to the lesson, I sit next to my 10, and as soon as I sit down, I just feel that warmth that wraps me. It's like this feeling that you're at home. You come, and those are your friends. These are your brothers. And then the Rav starts talking, and slowly, slowly, you begin. Your eyes open, your heart starts beating, and Rav speaks more and more, and you slowly begin to live, to get back to life in the morning lesson. And then there's a workshop, and the friends start speaking, and you feel, wow, what a powerful force there is here. What work there is in the morning lesson. You just go through worlds. In a few seconds, you just go from one stage to the other. And slowly, slowly, you get into the lesson, and the friends ask questions, and you start feeling the deficiency of the friends. And then a little tear starts dripping down of excitement. I can't believe this is happening. You start to truly feel that these are your brothers. This is your family. And all of this is in the morning lesson. It's just incredible. I don't want to say, that Rav gives the importance and the friends give importance. I want to take you through the experience of the heart. What is a morning lesson that you miss? You miss on connection with your brothers, that you can't even imagine how connected we are between us, what level of love there is. So friends, what I wanted to say, the work in the 10, in the morning lesson, is a feeling to feel the friends, to raise prayer for the friends. So let's raise prayer from one another. That is our work, to feel and to pray. So l'chaim, friends.
Today the friends are remembering the older lessons. I also remember when it was a lot less people, and it was very exciting, the whole lesson, I was so excited, and after the lesson, I was just looking for signs of revelation. But through the years, I understood that it comes through the friends, that all the revelation, all the forces, all the signs we get if we work together during the lesson. The lesson is, it's our destiny. We know there's a remedy there. It's what we get when we connect together, and between us and the sources, between us and the Rav. Rav prepares himself to the lesson every day, even an hour, at least an hour before the lesson. He starts preparing himself in order to give us that force, that portion, the spiritual portion that we can receive. And the light too, it's always prepared for us. It'll work on us. It only if we connect to it. But we can speed up its influence if we connect and build our kli. And every time we come out of the lesson with some feeling, it's not because we got some knowledge or heard some secret, but because we got like a blow from the light that we were able to connect. And if we continue this throughout the day and connect to the friends and read the excerpts and repeat that lesson like a shadow, it escorts us throughout the day and gives us the forces to overcome our ego, the will to receive. Only during the lesson we can correct the will to receive. We have all the conditions. So friends, Rav, our sources, the Creator, we're meeting Him face to face during the lesson. And we have a few gifts. The lesson, the friends, what we built together with the whole world Kli. And from this we're happy from our work. That gives us happiness. If we're happy from that, so the Creator's happy. By this we're giving Him contentment. L'chaim.
What is the importance of participating in the morning lesson as preparation for the convention? Everything we learn now, we learn towards the convention. I'm very happy that we'll reach a state that we'll be able to see that we've been through it, that we have a 10, we have the center of the 10, that we're somehow feeling that these things exist. You understand? That in front of us, in my inner view, there is a 10 and there is the center of the 10. And that's what I want to come to the convention with. So we'll write questions to the convention with that feeling and with the understanding of the 10 and the center of the 10.
And if a person doesn't have that form in him,
then he has no connection to spirituality. He is far from coming closer to spirituality. That there is a 10, and somehow a small understanding to the center of the 10, then he's as if he's in the entrance, but as if he's not really. So that's it. We wanted to break through the barrier. So go ahead, it's in front of you.
Dear brothers, what can I add? I feel like a baby after all these dinosaurs that were speaking. How much force, how much inspiration they give me. Yehuda's word, what he said, that the lesson is entering a magical bubble. That's what I felt from the beginning, and it still doesn't let go of me. And I think it's the first time I understood about this abracadabra that the magicians say. That's what the Creator does every morning. That's what Rav does. He creates spiritual worlds, spiritual realities through his words that he takes down and wraps us and connects us and sculpts us from inside. And then it just goes with you the whole day. The whole day, Rav's words, the friend's words just echo in your heart and float up all these feelings, and the life becomes internal, not external. And the motion is always towards the friends, and you're thrown out and towards the friends and thrown out and from above and from below. And Rav, like a magician, just organizes us. I have this big pain in the heart, but a sweet pain that the friends around the world aren't connected live right now, but I have a big prayer that every friend in the world will connect to this internal and special prayer and be able to draw importance and forces to do everything he can and all the conditions the Creator gave him to adhere to this morning lesson and to drink from this fountain of life.
Et chai mevakesh ani em chayai em nishmati biladem ani lo kayam et chai mevakesh ani em chayai em nishmati biladem ani lo kayam agida nali efo emoim agida nali
Thank you.
עוצם עיניים ביראה פותח את ליבי נותן למחשבה לזרוק צדק בתוכי ולכל צדק שנפתח מכנסת הארבעים ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב בלי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב בלי דאגה עמוק עמוק לפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שירון הלב כולם יוצאים בהתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הניצוצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור הניצוצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק לפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שיבון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה
I've never hoped.